Hebrews 12:28 tells us that we are receiving an unshakable kingdom. Let's talk about it. Hey, 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 my friend, and welcome to Calling Over Comfort. This is the place for ambitious Christian leaders and influencers just like you who are ready to step up, show up, and glow up. It's hosted by me, Coach Francine Ivy. We're diving into real talks about faith, empowerment, and making an eternal mark on this world. Are you ready to do this? Come on, let's dive in. I love that word, unshakable. Hebrews 12:28 tells us that we are receiving an unshakable kingdom. And I don't know what it is, but that fires me up. And it reminds me that I am a citizen of a whole different kingdom. And no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's happening in the world, no matter what's happening in our economy, that if I have my feet planted in the right foundation, I'm a part of an unshakable kingdom. Does that excite you like it excites me? And it's all wrapped up in one of my favorite verses, which is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Now, I'm not here to tell you that I've had some perfect life and everything's been absolutely perfect, but I will tell you that even in the hardest of times, when I have leaned in, and I have leaned in the worst of times to the Lord, I have seen my world not shake. Am I sad? Yeah. Have I been disappointed? Yes, but not shook. There's something so powerful in being so enveloped in the presence and all-powerful God, knowing that he's working out everything to your good. Please, please listen to me. I am not telling you that everything will go perfect. I am not telling you a prosperity message that says if you'll just believe enough, everything, there will be no fiery furnace, there will be no lion's den, right? You can't tell Daniel he'll never face a lion's den. You cannot tell Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego they'll never have to face a fiery furnace. But I can tell you this, in each case, they saw what it meant to be unshakable in the lion's den, unshakable in the fiery furnace. And I don't know who needed to hear this today, but you need to hear me. You can live an unshakable, fully planted on the firm foundation of the cornerstone of Jesus Christ. You can live above your circumstance. I love how God not only tells us that we are his sheep, where it says, in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, meaning he will take care of every one of your needs. Someone needed to hear that. He will take care of every one of your needs. But the word is very, very clear that we also are given the he also calls us eagles, right? In Isaiah 40:31, it says that we shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not grow weary. We shall walk and not faint. So God calls us eagles. Do you know what's so powerful about an eagle? When a storm comes, he doesn't just weather the storm. He flies above it. God has given us the spiritual ability to fly above the storm. Not in and of ourselves, but because of who we serve. That we can choose to stand in an unshakable kingdom, to stand in the promise of Romans 8:28, to stand in our lion's dens before our giants and in the fiery furnaces, knowing that in the fiery furnace, the fourth man walking, right? That Jesus will be there in the midst of that fiery furnace. And that when that time is up, and when, if you go and read Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's story, please go read it. When they came out of the fiery furnace, Not only were they not hurt, not only did they not smell like smoke, they weren't singed. Not one piece of clothing was singed. Not one hair on their head was singed. They were fully well. It's incredible. The only thing that was destroyed in that fiery furnace were the ropes that bound them. Listen to me. Somebody on here listening is in a fiery furnace right now. And you think you're going to be consumed, but you are a child of God. And I'm telling you, the only thing consumed is the thing that's binding you. Trust. Jesus is there with you. And if you'll let him, you will come out of that fiery furnace not even smelling like smoke. Some of you are standing before something that feels like a giant. And you feel little and small and ill-equipped. But you are a giant in the kingdom. God is with you. He has already equipped you with a weapon just like he did David. David did not use Saul's armor. Quit listening to someone else trying to use their armor and their equipment. Go to God and ask him, what is the weapon that you have skilled me in that I can take out this giant? God knows. God knows. So take it to him. You've been skilled in it. The giant's going down. The giant's going down. And someone is facing the lion's den. And just like Daniel, it was probably done to you by someone that you love, someone that's been close to you. Darius was David's friend. And because of Darius's own pride, he had to send Daniel to the lion's den. And I'm sure that it was very difficult on Daniel to feel betrayed and hurt. But as Daniel entered the lion's den, God sent an angel to shut up the lion's mouths. Daniel spent all night in there, but it was Darius who stayed up all night pacing. And then he came and delivered out Daniel. And you know what's so powerful about that story is not only did Daniel survive the lion's den, he came out surviving on the inside too. He didn't just physically survive. He spiritually survived. And how do I know that? Because the first thing out of Daniel's mouth when Darius rolled the stone away and said, was your God able to protect you? And what Darius was saying is, please don't tell me that my own pride and my mistakes hurt my friend. And so he rolled away the stone. And out of Daniel's mouth, the first words out of his mouth is, O King, live forever. Daniel did not let his outward circumstances ruin his inward walk with Christ, his inward man. So someone needed to hear that too. You feel betrayed. You feel hurt. You're sitting in what you feel like is a lion's den. Not only is God going to preserve you, but if you let him, he'll preserve your inward man as well. So you are a part of an unshakable kingdom. And although you look around and the whole world feels like it's shaking right now, you need to know you're a part of something different. You are a child of God. You are his. You're a part of an unshakable kingdom. And you will not only get through this, you will conquer this. And you will come out greater than you were before. I love you guys. I felt this message in my heart and in my soul that I needed to get it out. You're not listening by chance. You are here on purpose. I want to hear from you. Email me at coachfranceneivy@gmail.com. I want to know your story. I want to hear what God's doing in your life. Hey, I wanted to drop in here for just a moment and let you know that we have a new program starting. It is called Bold Pursuit Radical Impact. It's a 6-month one-to-one coaching program that is incredible. And who is this for? These are for the Christians who are like, man, I'm doing some really awesome things, but I just feel like there's more. God is calling me to more. that's what this is for. I am so excited about what God is putting into this program, what He's laying in our hearts as we develop it. It's not out yet, but as soon as it's out, we will let everybody know. So follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, make sure you keep an eye out. We'll be going live. We'll be telling everybody about it. I cannot tell you, like, I believe God's about to start a movement and we want you to be a part of it. So be watching for that. Number two, we've just rebranded our YouTube channel. We are super, super excited. We have new coaches. They're going to be adding series and incredible things. Go check it out. YouTube, look up Consumed Coaching. You're going to love what we're going to be dropping in there. Incredible stuff for Christians who want to be a part of something great. They want to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. If that is you, you're going to want to plug into our YouTube and you're going to want to be watching for our newest program that will be launching soon. Bold Pursuit, Radical Impact. Honestly, for the Christian, for the child of God who knows they're ready for more. See you soon. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Calling Over Comfort. We're so grateful to have you on this journey with us. Remember, you are designed for more than just Sunday sermons. You're equipped to empower, to lead, and to shine for Jesus. If today's episode inspired you, we'd love for you to share it with a friend. And if you're feeling called to dive deeper, consider joining us in our upcoming Kingdom Coach Certification Training. Stay blessed, keep shining, and until next time, remember, own the room, walk in your faith, and live out your purpose.